You're listening to the Spiritual Love Podcast, helping you tune in to the frequency of love. The Spiritual Love Podcast is a podcast for women who want to get real about love and relationships while also focusing on healing, inner peace, and wellness. Through conversations and insights about love, dating, relationships, all matters of the heart, and more. I'm your host, Giovanna Tisdale, better known as the Spiritual Love Healer. I'm an intuitive healer, spiritual guide, and coach here to help you heal your heart so you can magnetize and manifest the love that you desire and deserve. Peace and beautiful blessings. Please bear with me. My throat is a bit sore. But on this episode of the Spiritual Love Podcast, we are exploring 6 timeless love lessons. This is an archived episode, but the messages are totally relevant and they are really great tips to help you navigate not only love, but also life. So let's get into it. Today, I want to talk to you about some of the things that the first half of 2017 taught me. So we are here in mid-June, if you can already believe it. The first half of the year for me was really eye-opening, and it kind of pushed me into another level of life, so to speak. And so some of the things that I learned and wanted to share is that, number one, support is critical. I've been through a lot of situations in life where I did not have support. And although I was able to get through it, it was 10 times harder and it seemed like it took 10 times as long. So making sure that you do have support, someone that you can turn to, whether it's a trusted friend, family member, or even someone like a therapist, to just unload and get feedback from that is supportive and, you know, for your highest good. The other thing is that you cannot save everyone. And for me, being a healer and being a coach and, you know, always wanting to help people, that's something that I really had to take in, I think, this year and realize that not everyone wants to be saved. Some people are comfortable where they are. Some people are comfortable in, you know, their mess. And you cannot save someone that doesn't want to be saved the same way you can't help anyone that doesn't know they need help or doesn't want help. So always keep that in mind. The third thing is to save yourself first and always. To piggyback off what I just said, I'm always like trying to help everyone else. And it's kind of like, you know, in the airplane when they give you the instructions to, you put your face mask on, your oxygen mask on first before you go and help someone else. You must always save yourself first, because if you do not save you, you will not be around to help anyone else. And okay, so let me just give a little backstory. The last couple of years for me have been a whirlwind. I had a daughter, she's now 2. I officially started my coaching business and just made some really big changes in my life. I was put in a situation where someone really needed my help. And so of course, me being me, I went and I did help them, but it was kind of at to my detriment. It wound up like just depleting me emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially. And until I realized, like, I can't, you know, you cannot help someone else if it's hurting you. Like, that's backwards. And for me, I think this was a big lesson, because the level where I am in life now, it just put me in a better position to be more protective of my time, of my energy, of my assets, of everything. Because I don't want to risk what I have. I have built up my life to a place where I am comfortable and I love it. And I only want to go higher. So the things that I experienced on a, what I want to call like a, I guess, mid-level, it was good that I experienced it, because now I can go forward and build upon what I have. And I know that the foundation that I have is solid because it didn't fall apart. Making sure that in the process of helping someone else, you aren't hurting yourself is always important. Especially for women, we tend to be givers, and we often give to others before we give to ourselves, and we've got to stop that. We kind of were taught like self-love is selfish and you have to take care of other people and to take time for yourself. That's just selfish, you can't do that. And no, that's absolutely incorrect and the furthest thing from the truth. You have to save yourself first and always. Give yourself permission. Put your needs and your wants and your desires before others. The next thing is you always want to focus on what matters. I got really clear on the things that matter to me, which are myself, of course, my children, my family, my business. That's it. Anything outside of that, and it's not that narrow. Let me explain a little bit. So myself, that includes everything, my mind, my body, my soul, my finances, my children, my family. My business includes helping other people. It's wanting to, you know, change the world, helping people become positive, putting more love into people's hearts. So I don't want you to just think it's like, oh, that's all. No, it's a little deeper than that. I was just a little abbreviated there. But yeah, just focus on what matters. I just like to sum things up under general categories because then I know what it encompasses. It works for me. So once you get clear on the things that matter to you, anything that threatens that or that takes you away from that, those things are the ones that you should be able to easily just push aside. If I know something's going to interfere with me, you know, my relationship with my children or me getting things done for my business or for, you know, me caring for myself, then I can't have it. So if I have people, you know, that aren't really supportive of what I'm doing, you know, in my business or in my own personal development, I kind of distance myself from them. I have to focus on what matters, and anything that distracts me from that, I can't have it in my life. And the other thing that I absolutely love, and this was such a beautiful reminder, is that letting go is beautiful. And this always makes me think of a butterfly. Like, we see the little caterpillars and they're kind of weird looking and they're just inching along, inching along, inching along. And we kind of, nobody really cares about the caterpillar, right? They're kind of like in a low place and, you know, nobody really cares about the caterpillar part. Then they disappear, they go in the cocoon, and all of this transformation takes place. And they shed all of that, you know, they let it all go, and out pops this beautiful butterfly that everyone is just like in awe of. So think of the letting go process like that. It's not always easy, but in the end, it's always beautiful. Letting go is a process, and it's not, like I said, it's not always easy, but it is necessary in order for you to move forward. I had to let go of friendships. I had to let go of relationships. I had to let go of beliefs, of monetary habits. I'm even letting go of like some of my food choices, and I'm a foodie, so that's kind of hard. But in the end, you know, what I'm going to get out of giving up those things is going to be greater than what I lost. So if you're having trouble letting something go, think about like what's going to be the butterfly at the end that you're going to get to see once you release it. Okay, and the final thing that I want to share that the first half of the year really reminded me of or taught me is to follow your heart to happy. Somewhere along the lines, we were taught that to think with our heart is foolish and we have to think with our mind, and that's not always the case. I think depending on the situation, there needs to be a good blend. But a lot of times we don't even follow our hearts. We're so busy thinking, you know, we're caught in our heads or just so busy going throughout the day. Like, do you even like take the time to just put your hand over your heart and just feel your heartbeat? And I'm doing it now. And I'm just like, it's just awesome. So think about like what's taking place in your body, you know, as you inhale and you exhale and your heart is just pumping all that blood and the oxygen through your body, and it's life. Like, your heart keeps you alive. So sometimes we just need to follow our hearts to happiness. And that's saying that if something or someone is weighing on your heart, if they're making your heart feel heavy, if you don't feel energized and alive, then you want to follow your heart to happy. Follow the things that do energize your heart and make you feel alive. And I'm not talking about doing anything like dangerous or risky or anything like that. I'm talking about the people, the places, the things, the experiences that make you feel alive, that are authentic to you, that make life worth living to you. Those are the things that should matter, and those are the things that you want to follow. So I hope that these six things really help you as much as they help me. And some of these things were great reminders. And sometimes we will go through repeat life cycles because we didn't quite get the lesson the first time. And in my own personal situation, I kind of started to notice that. Like, I was starting to feel like certain things were familiar, and I had to stop. And I'm like, I've already learned this, and I'm not going through it again. So these six things are the lessons that I took away and that I want to share with you. And I'm going to go through them again. So number one, support is critical. Number two, you can't save everyone. Number three, save yourself first and always. Number four, focus on what matters. Number five, letting go is beautiful. Number six, follow your heart to happy. That is it. Those are my six lessons in love that can help you navigate love and life. And listening back to this, so I originally recorded this in 2017, and just listening back to this was such medicine for my heart and soul. Really remembering like where these lessons came from, how I have and continue to apply these things. And I think it's really beautiful. So if you are ready to really root in love for yourself and have that expand out into your relationships, I want to invite you to sign up for my program, Renew You, Discover Self Love. You can find it over at spirituallovesanctuary.com/renew you altogether. It's going to be a 6-week program. I'm teaching it over the course of 12 weeks to really help you release self-sabotage, begin to put yourself first, create a self-care plan for yourself, and learn how to start focusing on your goals. It's going to be amazing. Plus, I included 3 awesome bonuses. There is a heart activation healing session for the group. You'll also get access to my journaling for renewal workshop and my spiritual love goal and alignment masterclass workshop. So it's filled with amazing things to help you really level up and live abundantly ever after. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Spiritual Love Podcast. Let me know what you think by leaving a rating and review for me. For show notes and more to help you tune into the frequency of love, head over to spirituallovepodcast.com. Peace.